Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Novos podcast. Hey guys, our Crevo producer Jackson in here today.
This is my first podcast intro.
It is.
It's fun.
Which is exciting.
Gets a bit loose actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally
usually.
Loose. Obviously Jade not here again. Sick again. The bludger. Whole week she's off.
Bludger.
You calling bludger?
I mean, fair shake at the sauce bottle, you know? Is that what they say?
Okay, Kevin Rudd.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, Rudd. I was sick and I had one day off. I think extending it for 5 days is a little bit greedy, but I mean, each to their own.
Do you know what, though? Very smart, because what she's actually done, 5 days off from work, weekend either side, 9 day holiday. I mean, you know, that's pretty
holiday
good.
Holiday or sickness.
New game on the show. interesting show today, actually. We spoke to Josh from Maths, gone rogue on Channel 9, breached his contract with them. He spilled his guts on Instagram. Now, you know him through some mutual friends, yeah?
Yeah, my sister is very good friends with him. Actually went to their wedding. The fake on-air wedding. Yeah, the faux wedding.
Wow.
Really nice guy. So it's kind of sad to see him have to go through this very publicly as well. So I kind of feel for the man. A lot of revelations.
I mean, these big reality shows really scare their contestants into submission.
Well, with
so
the,
many
the
times.
Contracts are supposedly ironclad.
And well,
then,
yeah.
But then when we talk to NASA later in the show, he's like, yeah, but the threats are empty. Like, that's what his sort of view on it was.
What I've been told is that if they are to take you to court, more comes out about them.
That's right.
Then they want to come out. So they sort of just try to scare you into submission.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the guy has been putting up with so many death threats. His family have been putting up with these horrible threats.
That's crazy.
And apparently the producers of Maths even said to Josh, hey, if you don't, you know, follow what we tell you to do, you're not coming to the Logies. We're taking away your blue tick. It's like, really? Is that your fucking threat? Fuck off. Who wants to go and hang out with the likes of Tracy Grimshaw and Katrina Roundtree at the Logies? No thanks.
But to be fair, the whole thing is a telly show about fake weddings. Like, I feel as if people take it so seriously. Why so serious?
I am thinking, I don't know anything that I would threaten someone's life over, like, let alone Maths of all things, to jump online and want to kill someone over.
It's pretty intense.
Strange.
It fascinates me the type of person, though, that does that. Like, who's honestly going online and so invested in Maths that they feel the need to threaten their life.
Threaten people on Instagram.
Oh, fuck, man.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, it's too much. Well, it is a great show today. It was really good. It's I like the boys' club.
The Sausage Fest.
I'm into it. Who needs girls, right?
We need a club name.
Yes. What would we call it?
Feel free to contribute one, podcasters. If you've got an idea.
two gays and a straight guy that people think he's gay.
Very long show name. I don't think you can have that.
All right, well, enjoy the podcast. Heaps on the way. Thank you, Jackson.
Cheers.
Thank you, Crevo. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Right across Newcastle.
So what you're saying is you're a bigger fan of ScoMo's package than Kevin Rudd's package.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Happy Wednesday. Hey, guys, how are we?
G'day.
Good. Hamish, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, producer Jackson, how are you?
Good, guys.
Very good. Jade, still away.
Still sick.
Off for a week.
Anyway, big excitement this morning at my place.
Yeah.
Out in the street, there was a bunch of cop cars. Then they got the dog out for a walk, the old police dog. I'm not sure what they're up to, but then a tow truck arrived. And they're like pointing, and then they towed a car away.
What kind of car was it? A Ferrari or
it
something?
It was not a Ferrari. It was just more, bad I don't know. Boys, the cops were everywhere. It was full on. They're like around with their torches and everything.
Did it feel really awkward walking out to your car?
By the time I left, they had just left. So they must have all taken off while I was taking a shower. But I was like, I was rubbernecking for sure because I was fascinated.
There's really?
Something interesting about them all out there doing, you know, whatever they're up to.
It's very weird. You messaged me this morning and I was like, this is too much drama for this time of the morning.
I know, it was for me because it actually woke me up because the flashing lights, they'll go through any kind of blind.
So basically
obviously.
What you're saying, Crevo, you're the Colleen Smart of Mayfield.
100%.
What are you doing here today, boys?
Hello, officer. I didn't ask, but I was like, this is very interesting.
Yeah,
it's usually a very quiet part of the world. So,
do you guys feel suspect to getting up so early? Because sometimes when I see the police in Sydney when I'm leaving for work, I'm always like, ooh, I don't know, I get nervous for some reason.
I feel like that's just natural reaction, though.
Yeah. To them, especially when they put the lights on, there's something about it, isn't there?
When they're pulling the dogs out and towing cars away before 6 a.m., there's an issue
there's
there.
There's something weird going on.
Hey, coming up next, my 30th, only, I think, 2 weeks away, two and a half weeks away. The party planning's been a bitch.
First world problems.
Well, I just keep changing my mind.
Okay.
I think I've settled on an event, though. So I'm going to tell you more next.
Probably change it again.
Look, highly likely. Dan and Shay right now kicking off your Wednesday, 10,000 hours. Good morning. Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber, we're live across Newcastle for your Wednesday on 105.3 New FM, 9 past 6, currently 18 degrees at Nobby's, and we're talking my 30th party.
Oh, it's going to be loose, I'm guessing.
You know what? I've changed my mind about 4 times with what I'm doing. So
even from when I've heard you talking about it, it's been through many incarnations.
How arrogant of me. I was going to do it across 2 days. Who do I think I am? I was like, okay, so...
All right, Maddie Bieber.
Thanks. I'll take that. So I was going to do the Friday. My birthday falls on a Friday, actually, this year, which is fantastic. Happens very few times in your life. I think. Anyway, I was going to do a Friday tame dinner, work colleagues, some friends, something a nice event, you know? It's your 30th birthday.
Classy.
You want to do something nice, right?
Yep.
And then I was going to do a Saturday party during the day into the night, bit loose on the beers.
On the wines.
Yeah, exactly right.
Et cetera.
Anyway, I've decided, right, to have it all on one day and to hold it at my house, which I'm a little worried about.
You should be. Especially if you've got the wines and beers people coming.
I've almost split the party into 2 sections. So if can I just... I sent you a little link to the invite that I'm putting together at the moment.
Right now.
I'm just looking back at what I wrote last night, and I don't think this really says, hey, come and have a tame weekend at my house.
Here we go. It's opening now. Yes, the photo. Let's start with that. It's you. You look like you're about 18.
No, that was only a few years ago.
Oh, really?
radio really drains you.
Breakfast radio ages you. The title, let's start with that. 30 is dank. Wow. All right. Hey, friends, I'm saying goodbye to my 20s and bringing in the dirty 30s in classic dank style. Dank all in capitals, by the way. I'm putting on a
lunch. I'm good with my branding.
Yeah, you are. I'm putting on a lunch / beers on our rooftops for the tamer souls, then continuing the party into the night. Oh, grog will be provided. Just bring yourself plus a friend. Very generous.
You think so?
To do all your own grog.
I feel like you have to do that, though, don't you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think back to my 30th. Didn't. It was too big, though.
Well, I'm only having a small event.
Small gathering? Okay, well, that makes a bit more sense. I mean...
Do you know how hard it is to get all of my friends here from Sydney? Very annoying. And I just refuse to go to Sydney. And, you know, put myself out on my birthday. I'm
that's
like, you know
fair
what?
Enough.
You come here. The other thing is I don't have room at my house for a lot of these people. Mm. So I don't know how to tell them you've got to go and book yourself a room.
Just go jump for accommodation. You add that to the invitation. You say for accommodation, a lot of great Airbnbs in Newcastle. I have no spare rooms in my house. That'll work.
Yeah, half the list will go now.
No, they'll be right. If they're true friends, they'll turn up.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I'm very excited, though. Like, I'm going to basically just have a whole thing because I live in an apartment building. Got a really great rooftop.
So let's do it all up there.
Just going to have a big party up there.
Great. Do you think building management will care?
I don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah.
Are you gonna come, Hamish, to the dank? Oh, yep, he's coming. Yep, what about you, Jackson?
Of course, I will not pass up an opportunity to get dank.
The branding got Jackson, it's working.
You've been to my rooftop boat, you and Jackson, before.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a good time
it
up
is,
there.
It's nice. Good Very views. Nice. Good views.
It's a good time up there. Anyway, there we go. We'll see how we go. It will probably change.
The
so
fifth
I'll send
incarnation
this
is coming soon. I think through my time, it's been a pizza party, it's been a formal dinner, it's been a rooftop on another location, and now a rooftop at your place. This is its fourth incarnation, or fifth. I can't even keep track.
You know what? I thought, you got to keep it real. Got to keep it real.
All right.
Just, you know, simple drinks on the rooftop.
The evolution of Maddie's party continues soon.
That's right. What's in Jade's box? Playing next, we've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs this morning. You just grab that.
Yeah, as always, we'll start with a clue.
Mm-hmm.
It can go fast or slow.
Give it a shake. You're good at that. Those big hands of yours. 13-10-09. If you want to play What's in Jade's Box, those movie tickets up for grabs. Play next. The lines are open.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. What's in Jade's Box?
All right, for a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, this is your chance to get it. All you need to do is guess what is inside Jade's Box. Clue first, it can go fast or slow. Second clue is that it is a toy, but some adults have it as well in a kind of collection.
Give it a shake.
All right, here we go. 13-10-09 to play. Lines are open. I thought this one would have been on the easy side of things.
Apparently not. I mean, look, I mean, are you going to damage it?
Am I going to damage
it? Like, do you collect these things?
No, I'm not a collector.
Well, how did you have it?
I just would have got it, like, in an auction lot I would have been selling.
What a random thing to receive.
Oh, stuff is stuff's, like, in a drawer. Like, I'll buy, like, a desk or something, and the drawer will be full of stuff.
All right.
Which I mostly throw out, but then sometimes I'm like, that's perfect for Jade's Box.
Let's do it. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. What's on for your day?
I'm just about to start work and then I've got uni for the rest of the day.
Jeez, the double life. What are you doing for work?
I'm a disability support worker.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. All right, let's give you these movie tickets. What do you think's in Jade's box today?
Is it a toy car?
Of course it is.
There you go.
We've got a genius in our ranks. I love it. First one.
Are you off to, do you go to Newcastle Uni?
Yes, I do, yep.
Oh, good stuff.
Is studying the support work stuff or something else?
Primary teaching.
Ah, time for a change of career.
What's it been like with the whole coronavirus thing at the uni? Are people panicking there? On campus?
Not really.
It's getting on with their life.
Yeah.
Classic Australians, I love it. It's like over in other countries, they're shutting everything down. Here in Australia, we're like, yeah, it'll be right.
You know, yeah, exactly right. Well, congrats, Taylor. Enjoy the movies. Thanks for playing. Of course, all thanks to Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming up next, before 7 o'clock, in fact, we are talking, I can't believe it. I've got a great story for you. Right now, though, here's one for you, Jackson. Pink. Today's the day.
Oh, one of Jackson's favourites.
Oh, I love it.
The Ellen theme song.
Turn it up.
I can't believe she wrote this for Ellen. Who's writing a song for Ellen?
Well, literally no one.
Today's the day, 6:24 with the Novos. It's Jay, Maddie, Crever. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Kind of blind.
So basically
honestly.
What you're saying, Crever, you're the Colleen Smart of Mayfield.
100%.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yesterday, someone was joking around in the office saying that Jade was fake being sick, which of course led to us going, well, there's a good radio phone topic. Fake sick stories. Maybe it was you, maybe it was a mate, school, work. We don't care. We're pretty open and relaxed.
Yeah, give us a ring. The lines are open 131009. Dob anyone in, your mates, yourself. Just go for it. It's early on. They won't hear it.
Bosses,
we promise.
Are all asleep at this time. It's all workers, hard workers who are up and about. Let's do it after this.
All right, straight after Jason Mraz. I'm yours for your Wednesday morning with the Novos. It's a cool, chilly 14 currently at Maitland. Good morning, Newcastle. Jason Mraz on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's currently 6.40. And Crevo, Jade is off sick. Some people around the office yesterday were making a joke. That she's faking it. So 131009, we're talking your fake sick stories this morning.
It's disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake.
That's right. So this could be at your workplace. Maybe you found caught out of work, like a co-worker or something. Or maybe it was just, you know, yourself who just chucked a sickie. On the old
I think
Monday
it's okay sometimes.
Of a long weekend or
there's
something.
There's a method to the madness though, right? You can get away usually after a weekend. You probably should do the 2 days off in a row, more convincing. Middle 100%. Of the week though, you wouldn't want to do more than one day.
No,
is an art to this.
Yeah, there's definitely an art to it. 131009 to join the show. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Steve.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really good. We're doing fake sick stories. What have you got for us?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. I'd been working a fair bit and hadn't had much time to play, so I said to the boss, can I have a day off? I wanted to spend some time with the family, and I went...
That old chestnut, eh, Steve?
I went dirt bike riding with a few mates and had to get off and broke my collarbone, had to show up in a sling the next day. So, yeah, it was pretty obvious it wasn't a family day.
You couldn't do, fell down the front steps?
No. My boss also liked dirt bike riding. He knew.
He knew exactly what you'd done.
I used to work with someone, Steve, that wore like a cart, like a... What do they call it? A splint on their hand and then your hand?
Yeah.
Literally wore a splint with like a bandage over it for a month because he had a day off, called in sick, and he made this big elaborate lie up. So he had to strap his hand up for a whole month.
Those things get sweaty as well.
They really do. And do you know what? It was obviously the paint shop, so he was incapacitated. And I was like, you grub, mate. Like, you're making me do all of this
Stop
lifting.
Stop faking it.
That's it. Cooper, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Cooper. Fake sick stories. Give it to us, mate.
So, it's not me that went sick. It was actually one of my mates. So, he caught it sick because he had this hot date coming up. And so, what he's done is called it sick to his boss, and turns out the girl he's with is actually his boss's daughter.
Oh, wow, that is just too good. Now, in that instance, did she cover for him?
Probably not. I haven't heard anything since then. I think they haven't stopped seeing each other, and I don't think he has that job anymore.
That's amazing.
Awkward.
Wonder what excuse he used.
I have no clue. I just hope it was something good for that.
You wouldn't read about it. The chances of that happening, one in a million, surely. Oh, geez. Thanks for your call, Cooper, mate. We're going to hook you up with the Cinema Under the Stars hamper pack. All yours, brother.
Very deserving.
Enjoy. Coming up next, I've got an incredible story to tell you about with I can't believe it. A man and a woman, right? Both had operations separately. The wife's turn. She's a violinist.
Yeah.
She's got her head open.
Like brain
surgery. And she's playing the violin whilst they're removing a tumour from her brain.
Oh, my God.
It's a fascinating audio. I'll play it next here at New FM 6:44. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down with Jay, Maddie and Crevo live across Newcastle on New FM 6:51. It's time for I Can't Believe It.
I can't believe it.
That's right. Wednesday edition. Going over to the UK now. Meet Dagmar Turner, a 53-year-old management consultant and passionate violinist.
Dagmar.
Who had a tumour removed at King's College Hospital. Now, passionate violinist, been playing since she was 10 years old. She was really worried, though, going into the surgery, that when they removed the tumour, they would possibly affect her, her ability to play the violin.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's a lot of hand-eye coordination.
Exactly right. So the surgeon came up with a great idea, and this actually makes my skin crawl, right? So there's a video of her playing the violin whilst her head is open and the surgeons are removing the tumour. I've got some audio. I mean, this lady, wow. This is whilst her head is open.
So it's cut
cutting the tumour out.
They're picking it away at her brain with little scalpels or something. And she's playing.
Isn't that incredible?
That is amazing.
I can't believe it. I mean, look, apparently this is a thing. You were saying yesterday that this has happened with one of your friends.
Yeah, so my dad's old guitar teacher, he had to have some time off. My dad's like, oh, what are you doing? He's going, I'm going to have brain surgery. They cut around his head like they were, like they cut the whole thing off like the top of a rock melon. And
thanks for the visual.
And then, like, they had him play guitar while they, same sort of thing, they were cutting out a tumour or something. The amazing thing, though, was the scar. When they sewed it back together, it literally looked like Frankenstein, you know, with the stitches all the way around. It was unbelievable. But he said, weirdly, when he was doing it, it was sort of like a bit of, he didn't like feel any pain or anything. It was
That's what I was wondering, because, I mean, she's sitting there playing the violin. That surely it hurts. They're picking at her brain, but it must, the sensory, the nerves.
You're in total shock or something.
Well, the brain doesn't actually have pain receptors in it. So
really?
You can actually, no nerves in it.
I wonder if they put her to sleep, though, when they're opening.
You'd think they would have to, because they're in there with, like, they do it with a saw, like an electric saw.
Gosh, it's so graphic, isn't it?
It is,
but
that's the reality.
That's amazing, though.
Look at the grin on your face.
Oh, it's just amazing what
you
do.
It is fascinating, like, that we've gotten to that point in medicine where we're able to do that, like, get in there and, like, get rid of a little tumour or something that's bothering the brain.
The surgeon says, we managed to remove over 90% of the tumour, including all the areas suspicious of aggressive activity, while retaining full function in her left hand. Mrs. Turner thanked the surgeons afterwards for preserving her 40-year love for the instrument. Very sweet.
That is so nice, and just an amazing story.
Yeah, well, there you go. Medical marvels.
Absolutely.
Up next, though, Crevo, we're on the search
for someone.
Tell us more.
I'm calling it the Warners Bay TP Dropper. Now, what I mean by this is something that's going a bit viral on Newcastle Reddit. Somebody around the Warners Bay area is putting toilet paper into brown paper bags and just dropping it on people's doorsteps with a little message, sharing is caring.
That's so sweet.
Which is a really nice thing, because there's a lot of negative things going on with the community, or, you know, certain areas, you know, all these arguments breaking
out.
People
are generous, aren't they?
That is,
I love,
this
that's
is
what
so
a great
nice.
Story.
So I'd like to find out, maybe you know who it is, maybe it's you. 131009, let's try and solve this mystery together.
Also, if you've received a package from the Warners Bay TP Dropper, give us a ring, tell us about it. 131009, doing it next after the news with Hamish. We'll check your roads, though, at New FM.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
All right, we are on the search for the Warners Bay TP Dropper. This is what I'm calling it. Somebody around the Warners Bay area has been putting toilet paper in brown paper bags and just putting it on people's doorstep with a little, like, nice message.
For every shocking story that we hear during this crisis,
there's always a great one to counteract it.
That's a really nice story.
It is, because obviously a lot of people have been struggling to, you know, get toilet paper who just need it for their daily life, not obviously a hoarding situation. And this person has been doing it. It's really nice. The messages on one has said, sharing is caring. Just a smiley face, couple of TP rolls in there. Very nice thing to do. So if you know anything about this, maybe you've received a package, maybe you are that person. 13, 10, 9.
Sorbent claws.
Sorbent claws, I do like that.
Think of some names.
New names for this person.
Yeah, if you've received like a package from the TP dropper, give us a ring. Mm. We're going to put this up on the Facebook page. Check it out. Typical, though, of our area. It always happens. There's always some good people out there.
100%.
Meanwhile, in Sydney, there are people... They're fighting it out. ...grabbing each other's hair and...
pulling knives and all sorts of stuff. We don't want any of that here, Neri. Right.
Chatting more next after Brian Adams at 105.3 New FM 704. Good morning, Newcastle.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, hello, producer Jackson. What's the goss, my friends?
Good morning. Let's start with Miley Cyrus. She has announced on Twitter she's no longer coming to Australia for that benefit bushfire relief concert she was going to do in Melbourne. Well, she said that it's because of coronavirus. So she says she's so disappointed to not be here, but she's got to do what's right to protect her health and the safety of her band and crew. Karl Stefanovic, though, has lost his mind with a possible idea as to why she's not coming.
Could have been the fact that she was having 100 darts. He's like, sounds like one of the Simpsons ladies. What are their names? Thelma and whatever?
Thelma and Patty.
Yeah, that's it.
Interesting, Karl Stefanovic. I'm glad he's back on the TV.
Me too. You know what? He's one of my favourites.
Let's go back to our 640 segment, fake six stories. Miley, I reckon it's because Liam has a new model girlfriend, doesn't want to be in the same country.
She doesn't want to come here. This would hit close to home for Miley, though, because remember her Malibu home burnt down. So I kind of am sympathising with Miley on this one.
The poor thing, she wasn't even invited to the Grammys this year.
Oh, duh.
I wonder why.
Do you think she cares, though?
Yeah, I do actually. I think Miley Cyrus would care about that. I've watched that documentary where she got really mad that her car didn't pull up at the right spot on the red carpet.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think Miley would care.
Oh, poor Miley. I do love her. I love her trashiness.
Yeah, she's good. She'll be irrelevant in cool 3 years, though. I like her sister better. Noah Cyrus, get on that. Moving on to maths.
Yes, big drama.
Are you boys keeping up with this season?
Not as much. I've been watching Survivor, if I'm fair.
I know what's happening. I'm not watching every night.
Yeah, that's where I'm sitting.
Okay, so it's being plagued by, like, bad editing, and people are just furious. So, like, in one shot, one of the experts in... inverted commas, has like a beard, and then the next shot he doesn't. So it's like a conversation that's edited over 3 days. But
they're letting the interns on the editing room floor.
Obviously.
It's bad, it's rushed. But everyone's talking about Josh, who's the local boy that's on there. He was married to Kathy. He's blown the internet up because he's come out and wants to protect his family against the editing. He says that, I'll let him tell the story.
I knew going into this that it would be highly edited. I'll sweat with that. It definitely takes a toll when your mum, yourself and your little brothers are even receiving death threats. I just can't stress enough for people who are thinking about trying out for this show as they're doing applications now, just have a good hard think, because when you sign that contract, it says in the fine print, you may or may not receive in a positive light, and me being naive, thought why not?
You know what, he started as sort of the maths golden boy, and the edit is not showing him the nice
We've
light.
Spoken to Josh before. He's from Newey, and it's really sad, actually. I'm so sympathetic towards him because, I mean, you know what? Nobody likes that to happen to them. Look at poor old Lizzie from Maths as well. They've done a real good hit job
Does
on
Maths
her.
Does Maths have something against Newcastle?
I don't know. I know people who are actually involved in the filming of Josh's storyline because they're quite good friends with him. And it's true. Like, the producers have obviously gone into this because they've filmed things that are being aired way after they're broken up to...
Because this... Yeah. That's... I mean, just going back to the Newcastle theory... It's Josh, it's Lizzie, and also, do you remember Dean Wells?
Yeah.
He got on Maths, Dancing with the Stars for 1 minute as well.
So, has he gone rogue, Jackson?
Yes, he's gone rogue, and I was actually speaking to him last night. We're going to get him on the show just after 8 o'clock to clear up all these rumours and what's going on.
Oh, brilliant.
Because Channel 9 control their social media,
Yes, but I think he's actually taken it back.
So they could have sent, they could possibly sue him for breach of contract.
Yeah, possibly. Interesting thing about that, though, because I am friends with a few of the Bachelor girls. Them actually taking them to court over their sort of
breach of contracts. Yeah.
Very rare because of the things that will actually come out about the show. So it's sort of just there to scare them. But right. I think reality TV contestants are starting to catch on to that now, and they're just all going rogue, which I love.
I respect Josh for that because he's come out. He's
put calling it how it is.
He's put his, you know, money where his mouth is, essentially.
Exactly.
And you know what? From all reports, I don't know him personally, but I know a lot of people that do, and everybody that talks about him cannot think highly enough of him. So
oh, good.
Oh,
we'll get him on. We'll chat to him after 8 o'clock. Later, very good. Well, thank you, Jackson.
No worries.
Age, sex, location coming up next. Your chance at a grand. All you've got to do is listen out for your ASL witches.
A 48-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie area. If that's you, 48 male, Lake Macquarie, 13 10 09, a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 in minutes.
Okay, call now. The lines are open, 728 at New FM. Good morning.
Hello. Right across Newcastle.
In fact, she was having 100 darts.
He's like, sounds like one of the Simpsons ladies. What are their names? Selma and whatever.
Selma and Patty.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, massive thank you to Benny from Happy Mobile Cafe this morning, hooking us up with the coffee. It's always the best.
Do you know what? I'm going to say it. Benny and Carl from Happy Mobile Cafe, the closest thing I have to a partner in life that gives me joy every day. You know, nothing really does beat the feeling I get when I get this in my hand.
I know, it's so good. Thanks, guys. If you need a coffee, van.
Thanks, honey.
They are the boys to get. They've got a van and a trailer as well. You need them for big events, whatever you need them for. They're your men.
Really
to
good
get.
Grub as well.
Yeah.
Really
want a
nice.
Bite to eat. Get
Happy
involved.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Age, sex, location up next. Newcastle. We're going to level with you. Mm. We want to give away some money.
Oh, God, we do.
It's been a while. We need to give away $1,000. If you are today...
A 48-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie area. This is your chance at 13 10 09. Lake Macquarie, of course, means the council area. Get involved. Call the show.
Player next here at New FM right now. Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me at New FM 737. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yep, it's time to get producer Jackson and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic today. Only one rule, no fence sitting allowed today. Of course, it's our mate Scotty Cam.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
I'm going to say love it. I've sort of been a fan of him over the time, just because he's built an empire in a weird way. Like, you know, he's just made so much money off what he's done, of essentially being a tradie.
I loathe him so much. I just think everything about it is weird. Any man that stuffs his dog and chucks it in the lounge room is no friend of mine.
Okay, that's weird. That is totally weird.
You can't flip no fencing, Crevo. That's the rules.
I know. I wish I could.
So you know how we did that segment the other day, how the government paid him $347,000 to be the apprenticeship ambassador? Well, he's come back. He's done an interview with Sky News. He's hit out at everyone that's said to him, hey, mate, this doesn't pass the pub test.
My management and the government discussed the fee. That's none of your business. That's a commercial arrangement. How that came about is between my management, myself and the government.
I wouldn't say it's not any of my business, but it certainly is taxpayer business. This is taxpayer money.
Well, the amount is taxpayers' business. How that came about, that's my business, because that's what my business is. That's what I do for a living.
No need to get so defensive there, Scotty.
Feeling a bit sweaty under the collar there, Scott.
Unless
just completely missing the point.
You know, 100%. He's just defending himself.
Go back to banging nails in wood, mate. Leave the public speaking to the experts.
Very awkward, though.
Does he also... Just a totally random thought. Does he give off the same vibe as Scotty from marketing?
I think so.
Oh, totally.
Is the two Scotts, two peas in a pod?
You know what? They share an office cubicle.
They are so sharing a light beer together.
Absolutely.
Let's have a light together, eh?
Yeah, let's do it. That way we can have two and drive home.
Let's have a shandy. They do look like two guys that would go to a pub and ask for a shandy.
especially ScoMo.
Yeah, I think you might be right there.
One more, manscaping / ladies.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it. You gotta just tidy. I'm not into the shaving thing. I think that's a bit too far, but just tight, neat and tidy.
I look like what I'd imagine the Queen's Gardens to look like. Manicured.
100%. To the nth degree.
Yeah, daily. Do it, men.
There you go. That's a top tip from Jackson.
I've got to admit something.
Okay, here we go.
Mardi Gras, right?
Yep.
I was like, gotta do the old, you know, trimming of everything.
Yeah.
I decided to shave under my arms.
Oh, no.
Why?
Well,
that's not a...
Like a section of it.
What?
Well, it's almost in two parts.
What's weird? Mean two parts?
Never again, though. Mm. I feel like you just gotta let it be.
Yeah, under the arms.
Especially under the arms. Are you doing that under your arms, Jackson?
I like to keep mine very short, but I don't shave it because it's very uncomfortable. But some people have the line down the middle where the crease is, and it's like two different patches of hair.
That's what I have.
Is that what you're rocking?
Yeah.
Do you shave the upper or lower?
The lower.
Interesting.
Did I do it wrong?
I don't think you shave any, in my opinion. If they get really long, bit of a trim.
You just run like a number two over it or something like that, but you don't completely get rid of it. Very uncomfortable.
Regrowth there.
Been itching for weeks.
I'll say.
No good.
Here am I thinking you're mad all the time with your arms crossed, but you're just itching your regrowth.
And it makes you sweat a lot more, I find, when you cut under the arms.
It does. Do you know what was really bad? I left my deodorant in Crevo's car, strangely, the other day.
That's right. Very bad. Even itchier.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, very exciting. The Weather Whiz Kid is here. If you'd like to nominate your child to come in, read the weather live on the radio, newfm.com.au. Very exciting today. We're going to do that next here at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Kids World Playland Green Hills. It's the best in town. Huge playgrounds, slides and jumping around. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
It should be mostly fine and sunny today. A slight chance of some rain this afternoon. We're expecting a top of 25 in the city, 26 degrees inland, and 22 around the lake. Tomorrow should also be sunny, a top of 25, and the same for Friday. A possible late shower on Saturday. It's the Novos when you wake up, and Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Oh, yay! That was really good, Dylan.
I'm
you did it.
You nailed it.
Oh. I'm in four, so I have punctuation.
Oh,
enunciation. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, I was just saying to Crevo, Jade's been away all week, so we need a new co-host. Maybe you can ditch school and you can come and host the show with us.
I would rather this than school.
Yeah.
But not for today. Not for today.
Oh, because today's a very special day.
Pizza day.
Pizza day at school. And what else have you had this morning?
Vanilla malt milk.
I said, you know what? Those are two of my favourite things too.
It's a great day when you get pizza for any age person, I think.
Now,
if you don't like pizza, then you're a monstrosity of a person. You're a monstrosity of a person.
Okay, so Maitland Public School. What class are you in?
3-4-BK.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Quirch, and my other teacher is Mr. Britt.
Nice one. And you wanted to give a shout-out to a friend or a couple of friends?
Okay, so shout-out to my sister Cadence, shout-out to Ruby, shout-out to...
Everyone else who's important in your life.
Very good. Well, guess what? You've got a very cool prize just for coming in, Dylan. We're going to give you a birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I remember the last one.
At Kids World Playland Green Hills. It's the best in town. Huge playground, slides, jumping around, whole lot of fun.
It's going to be awesome.
You can take a heap of friends if you want. You can take your sister if she bees nice to you.
Maybe.
If she's up.
If she's awake.
Oh, no, well, good stuff.
Like, up at our place.
Another round of applause.
Yay. Dylan, congratulations.
Okay.
Good job. Thanks for coming in, Dylan. Now, coming up next, very exciting. Josh from Maths had a bit of a meltdown last night on his social media. He's wrangled back control from Channel 9. A possible breach of contract just about the editing and how he's been portrayed on the show. We're actually going to chat to him next. Producer Jackson, you've tracked him down. And how is he?
He seems all right. I think he's just over it, to be honest.
Just cross with the whole situation.
Yeah, but he's keen to talk. He's like, he's just happy we're giving him a voice for Newcastle. Oh, 100%. He's a bit devo about how he's being betrayed.
Yeah, 100%. Good stuff. Chatting to Josh from Maths, minutes away after Deep Blue Something. This is Breakfast at Tiffany's, 105.3 New FM. It's 8:05. Good morning. Breakfast at Tiffany's. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Mine is Jay today, sick all week. Joining us now is Josh from Maths. Now, Josh, good morning. How are you, brother?
G'day, I'm good, thanks. How you going?
Doing well, mate. Tough night for you last night. Everyone's obviously seen your Instagram story. You've taken control of your social media, mate. How are you feeling today after everything?
Yeah, look, it's a weight lifted off my chest. You know, it was good just kind of saying my piece, and that was it. I'm probably going to get sued, and they're going to take me 2002 Subaru III bore tyres and me fishing rod, but at the end of the day, you know, when your family starts getting desperate, especially your younger brothers over a scene that did not transpire like that, well, I just need to say me too.
So just for people who have maybe been like casually watching or maybe, you know, not fully up to speed, just briefly tell us what went down and what really happened.
All right, so the family lines, I pretty much agreed not to bring up anything negative, to which the only thing if I told Cassie, the only thing I'm going to tell my mum is that we're basically just a friend at this point.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It basically showed me going in there, sitting down straight with mum, just grilling her, looking like would have smirking about the whole thing, love like, and just real, like, I suppose, smug, and then leaving Cassie. So what actually happened, like, that lunch was going well. Mum did bring up the 3 days for which I did shut down, but about after an hour into filming, it did come out, okay, Mandy, can you ask Josh and Cassie what they both like about each other in their relationship? You know, when we both answer that, the producer then says, okay, Mandy, can you now ask Josh and Cathy what they don't like about each other in their relationship? We both answer, get to the final edit on TV, and, you know, you see me mum asking some questions about any regrets in the relationship, showing my responses and the things I don't like about Cathy, and they just change the answers to different questions. At one point, I'm sitting there, you know, kind of laughing and talking. But with only one camera down there, you know, at the end of everything, they get their cutaway shots. Okay, guys, can we just get you, like, laughing and chatting happily and all this?
Jeez.
And like I said, I knew that going into this, there would be an edit, and I was totally cool with that.
Yeah.
But seeing, like, you know, seeing your mum break down and seeing your little brother so upset, especially when something didn't happen that way completely,
trying
to call the colour white black, well, you're doing this to normal people.
You know what, man? I've got the utmost respect for you for doing this because, you know, it takes some balls to come out and do this. You're up against this big, massive corporation, this big juggernaut that is Maths. And in your Insta Live last night, I thought, you know what? You actually bring up so many great, valid points. I mean, it's getting to the point now where, you know, when it does start to affect your family, your friends, and you're receiving threats, I mean, you've got to get a voice back somehow.
That's the worst thing for me. I signed up, you know, I'll take whatever. Hey, my family didn't sign up for the show. You know, mum didn't sign up, and they would have said, I want to support me. And now, to have them come across like this, you know, it's just bloody disgraceful. You know, after that family lunch, it was actually going well. Me and Cathy went bowling. We went to the beach. And an argument transpired on the beach about her going out all night.
Yeah.
The commitment ceremony. And basically, oh, it's not working. Let's call them. That's how it happened. But looking back now, you know, what they do, so you film your family lunch, you film whatever, and then the producers break you up and do your one-on-one interviews, to which they have all the questions planned they're going to ask you, which you have to repeat back in a question. So Josh, Cathy seems like she's not enjoying the homestay at all. You're trying, so what can you say? Yeah, guys, look, I'm trying. Cathy seems like she's not enjoying the homestay, but I'll keep trying. They showed none of my interviews, but that's the kind of feeding me, I guess, to show that, you know, this other light that Cathy didn't want to be here and I kept trying, and then obviously the questions they're asking her is what was shown on TV. So I was absolutely blindsided by the whole thing. And, you know, looking back, I guess the only thing I can say to people wanting to apply is don't think it won't happen to you. You know, I think I'm an alright bloke, and I thought there's no way they can edit that much, you know, to change something completely, but they can, and it's in the fine print when you sign the contract. Any audio, any visual can be used however they see fit.
Yeah.
And you may or may not be perceived in a positive light, and getting caught up in the excitement, holy demon, I'm going to be on TV, shit, back to first sight, last season, that won't happen to me. It does, and unfortunately, it doesn't just affect you, it affects your family, and that's all that bothers me. Like, especially a 17-year-old kid should not be death threats.
No.
It's a disgrace. It's a TV show.
That is a disgrace.
That's awful. And it's almost as if, Like, I know, as you said before, you know, you're aware editing is going to happen, but it's almost as if they plan out a storyline and then work backwards with the questions and the answers that they need just to fit in with their storyline and have nothing to do with what's actually happening.
It's insane. If you watch the footage again from the family lunch, I mean, my brother disappears four times.
Yeah.
I've known my little brother for about 9 years now. He ain't no time traveller. Cups disappear and all that. You miss all that. And look, I get edited for drama and viewing. You know, I've seen some arguments with me and Captain. Like, that's not what happened, you sneaky buggers, but no sweat. But to change someone's total character and make them look like they're just this person that keeps running back to his mum and throwing her under the bus.
Exactly.
And now all the negative consequences that happen from that. And Channel 9 will, you know, after I posted a Facebook status straight after it, Josh, if you keep going, we'll pull our endorsement offers, we'll take your blue tick to get verified on Instagram. You won't become the logos.
And screw that. Who cares?
I just thought, stop it. Change your password. Got my Instagram back. And I already feel fucking shit.
Do you know what, man? Nobody wants to be an ass licker to these people. Channel 9, I'm a little bit shocked that it's actually this bad. Honestly think, man, you've done a great job. You've come off, you've spoken about it. And I will say, I know, obviously, you're from Newey. Producer Jackson has mutual friends with you. My housemate actually knows you as well. And I've only ever heard around town really great things about you. And, I mean, if you're a douchebag, people know.
Absolutely. People, especially in a small town, you know, community like the one that we live in, everyone knows. So don't stress too much in terms of people around here are still going to know you for the person that you are.
I appreciate that, guys. It's nice to hear.
And do you know what as well? If they go, you man, if they take you to court, I honestly think people will rally around you. I mean,
well, I think there's already a bit of a behind-the-scenes law case going with four other contestants from this year. So it's only a matter of time before they push it too far and they have blood on their hands.
Yeah.
We're put in a box. We had curfews every single night. If we broke that curfew, we were grilled by production.
Yeah.
If we caught up with another car, then I remember catching up with a beer for the boys, because we were that stressed in the experiment, which we weren't allowed to do. We got caught out. And then having the main producer of the show ring you and say, at the end of the day, I'm the one that controls how Australia sees you. You do not want to piss me off.
Wow, really?
I hate that I played the game, because I thought I was left alone. You know, we had other cast members, I won't mention names, but a guy hanging out to talk about the intruder, Casey, to which he didn't want. He was like, why would I talk about another girl in an interview? You will be talking about this girl. You know, you'll play ball until he... I saw a grown man break down and start crying, to which the producers backed off then. It's just, it is such a toxic environment. And
jeez.
I'm just glad to be back at work.
Has Kathy been in touch with you, or have you been speaking with her about everything?
Me and Kathy don't talk. Kathy made it clear that if it didn't work out in the experiment, she wouldn't be able to stay.
That's cool.
It is what it is, and I've got to respect that.
Yeah.
I just can't believe the producers were threatening you like that. That's actually shocking.
And I'll put my hand up. You know, you do get caught up in it, and you play the game. And it's because the producers are feeding your lies and, you know, encouraging Josh. You're looking really well. Josh is great. The producers, the ones at Backstab, they all shook me hand when I left the show and said, Josh, you've been nothing but a pleasure on the show. Hold your head high. You've acted with decency, respect, honesty. And then I watched that on Tuesday night and bloody, the old can of Coke fell out of my hand and I was shaking. Like, I was it's just a joke.
Do you know what's really sad about this, Josh? And I've sort of been really invested in the situation over in the UK at the moment. Like with Love Island, I don't know if you're across it, but there's a lot of suicides and deaths related to these shows due to online bullying and whatnot. And they're really starting to notice that this can't keep going on the way it has. And it's really shocking to me that these sorts of games are still being played in Australia, in our country, right in our own backyard. When you're getting death threats, your family are getting threats. I mean, this will never end well. And, I mean, your family might not be equipped to deal with these sorts of things. So they have a responsibility and a duty of care to look after you guys.
I just don't get how people can go on. And I've been in TV shows before, but never would I go on a page for the show and start bagging people. Like, I just don't get it. You think those people don't exist. You get on and bang, all these deaths. And you just think, are you that emotionally invested in a bloody soap opera? And my Aunt Helen watches religiously.
Yeah.
And you know, once I posted that video yesterday, I had hundreds of people messaging me. It's all turned around. They're all saying, oh, sorry about that. Sorry, I judge you. And I'm just thinking, I can just think before you message someone. Like, we're real people. You hate our character, not us. You need to understand it is highly edited. And they say, oh, it's highly edited. You know that going on the show. That's fine. But when you start saying things like, you know, we're going to come down and put your mum in front of you, mate. You know, we're going to burn your house with you and your brothers in it.
No. It's no good.
It's not until it goes too far that people want to, you know, pull their finger out and say, oh, we're sorry, oh,
yeah, that's true.
Doing this. You've got to speak up, and I'm not going to be bullying, intimidating, and have a stupid blue tick over me, buddy, held over my head about Instagram.
No,
yeah, and bring it up in 2 months when it's all forgotten.
No, yeah. That's true. Good stuff. Mate, thank you. We've got to run, but thanks for joining us, man.
And letting the truth out.
And good luck with everything. Like, if things kick off, man, like I said, I'm pretty sure that Nui will get behind you. You know, I just wish you the best of luck, man. And it takes one person to stand up and put their hand up when these things happen. You're that guy. So total respect for you, man.
Appreciate that so much, guys, and thanks for letting me have my voice on the radio.
No worries, absolutely. Bro. And, of course, Lifeline 13 11 14, if you are suffering from anything in life that that's you right. need to chat about.
And there's a lot
24-hour
of
24-hour hotline there.
A lot of great resources online as well if you don't feel comfortable to call. Wow. So make sure you check that
that's
out.
That's a bombshell.
That's massive, really.
That's pretty big. That's a, you know, huge.
The fact that producers were threatening like that, that actually is quite upsetting.
I can see why he stood up and said, no, I've had enough.
Yeah, you can't. Australia needs to know that that truth is happening behind the scenes. It's on another level.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, 8:21, you with the Novos. We'll be back in a sec.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Lewis Capaldi, 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Matty, Crevo. It's 8:29. I've just got to say, obviously, Josh from Maths just on the show. Mm. The poor guy exposing the torture he's essentially been through on the show. Plenty of messages coming through to the New FM Facebook page in total support of him. So just wanted to put that out there.
No, absolutely right. He seems like a great guy and he's really been through a lot. Changing gears now, yes. though, because there's a horse that's been loose in Sydney. Oh, genuine pain.
Is there a better song?
No, of course.
Let's hear it.
So, this horse broke free from a paddock and went down. It's amazing footage of it running down a busy Sydney road. There's buses swerving around it. This thing, the thing I love about the horse, it's got its head up in the air. You know how horses do that thing where they sort of giraffe their head up and look around at everything, yeah. like super alert? It's like, oh my God, check this out. Loving life.
Whereabouts has it gotten loose?
It's in an area called Matraville.
Oh, I used to live near Matraville.
It's at, like,
very
east,
busy,
isn't it?
Yeah, very busy.
Busy part of town.
It's like one of the busiest roads in the east.
I love this. Police were unable to contain the horse. So they're out trying to, like, deal with it. They had to call in animal
handlers.
Is
it happening now?
I think it's just... No. It's been safely returned now.
Oh, good.
But a full-on moment for this thing as it essentially took over one of the main streets in Matraville. Funny, though, Sydney's had a bit of an issue with animals on the loose. Remember just the other week, the baboons that were out and about
what
from the hospital.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
It makes for great radio content.
100%. It's like a guessing game. Which animal's going to be on the loose next in Sydney? Play along.
I'm going to pick, I reckon, a llama.
Funny you say that. It was on my mind as well.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, other long-necked animals.
As
giraffe,
Jade
maybe
would say,
next.
I'm sending you a telepathic message.
You certainly were not.
News time with Hamish. Up next is 8:31 at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Am I thinking you're mad all the time with your arms crossed, but you're just itching your regrowth?
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
New FM will be broadcasting live this Saturday between 10 and 2 at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their secret sale. Shh, don't tell anyone. This weekend, it is two's top secret. The deals are so hot, we can't mention them on radio yet. Secret deals on electrical, home appliances and computers. Very good.
Excellent.
Very exciting.
Stuff.
Obviously, this whole Josh thing, wow, what a bombshell he's just dropped. He's breached his contract with Channel 9. And he's just pretty much
told it all out there
about what's happened on the show, the way he's been treated, the threats that he's received. It's really full on. Obviously, Newey Boy as well. So we want to support this guy because,
absolutely.
Like you were saying, Jackson, the mutual friends that we have with Josh, he's a great guy, according to everyone.
Yeah, everyone just backs him in Newcastle that I know.
My housemate's partner, he knows him really well. He goes, great guy.
Yeah, so it seems like that his character being a little bit on, you know, assassinated for no good reason.
NASA, obviously, maths, you know, expert. He's rung us up. He's got something to say on this as well. So, going to have a chat to NASA about this next.
Interesting.
All right, after Bebe Rexha, meant to be at 105.3 New FM. Good morning, you eat. It's 8:42 with Jay, Maddie and Crevo live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 8:42. NASA's on the phone.
This place is possessed. The bed collapsed.
I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
NASA, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Live from the moped, mate. I hear producer Jackson gave
you
a call.
Told you to pull over.
What's going on?
Yeah, I had to pull over, mate. I had to pull over. Otherwise, you get busted by the cops.
Oh, 100%. NASA, obviously, this big expose this morning with Josh. He's just been on the show. He had this to say. The producers of Maths apparently been threatening him with things like this.
Yeah, after I posted a Facebook status straight after it, Josh, if you keep going, we'll pull our endorsement office, we'll take your blue tick to get verified on Instagram. You won't become the logos. The main producer of the show ring you and say, at the end of the day, I'm the one that controls how Australia sees you. You do not want to piss me off.
NASA, what are your thoughts on this, mate? You must have seen his Instagram video, of course, that he posted last night.
And then he said this to us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, to be honest with you. I'm not surprised, and I've heard that not just from him. I've had calls from other contestants that have said exactly the same thing. One of them is Michelle. You know Michelle with the old guy, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, she's had threatening calls, and she wanted to leave the show so badly that she threatened to throw herself off the bloody balcony. And this is like a big call, you know, to say that.
Oh, God.
She wanted to leave last week, but somehow they convinced her to write stay, and he wrote leave, if you remember. So with Josh's claims, I'm not surprised, honestly, because they do control all the Instagrams, as you know, and they control that anything that they do, they got to run it by production.
Now, when you were on the show, did you ever receive any, like, threats from producers or anything, or, like, you know, telling you exactly what to do?
I didn't get threats. We didn't really get much threats because they when our season was on, it was just blowing up so badly.
Mm.
Like, it was blowing up. So everyone in the show has gone, oh, my God. So the producers were basically rubbing their hands that they're making so much money from this show. So we were allowed a little bit, you know, leeway here and there. But if you did get see with somebody, like if I was going out with a girl or there's a word that I'm dating someone, they would ring and go, hang on a minute, you can't do that. You've got to have your wedding ring on. You can't be seen in public with this girl. Who's this girl? Who's this guy? Whatever. So that we got, yes. But this time, I think they're trying to put the lid on everything to make it sound that it's believable. But I think the horse has bolted, don't you reckon, guys? I think the horse has bolted, and I think people are realising that this is really a farce now.
Well, when this stuff happens, I mean, just listening to Josh's story, because he's a newie boy,
yeah, that's right.
The poor guy, his family are now receiving threats, like horrible, horrible threats.
That's awful.
And I mean, do you know what? Mm. I think good on him for standing up for himself and his family, because
I agree.
He's taken control of his social media. He's obviously very scared that Maths and Nine will pursue him legally. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think they will, or do you think they'll just let it go?
They won't. It's all bluff. It's all scare tactic and bluff. And I tried to, because when I got I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last year, they stopped me from doing that. And they would send out threats and letters and all that sort of stuff. And they did it to Channel 10, so I missed out on that show. But they won't do anything, believe me. There's not in their interest to pursue someone like Josh for silly things. It costs too much money, takes too much time. But the phone calls and the harassment is worse than taking legal action, to be honest with you. If I was him, I would talk to someone. I would talk to a lawyer or someone, honestly, and get the lawyer to send him a letter and say, look, you've got to do something about this.
Yeah. Now, you were mentioning the I'm a Celeb thing. Did they ring you up with the, you know, telling you not to do it? Were they sending letters? What was going on?
They sent me a letter and saying, you're under contract, you're not allowed to do it, you're not supposed to do anything, you're under contract, blah, blah. So Channel 10 said, look, you know, maybe we can drop you in as a guest, you know, drop you in
as
a guest. But then a week later, they received letters from Channel 9 and said, you can't have him, he's under contract, blah, blah, blah. And with all the TV and radio, how it works is that they don't want to rock the boat because Endemol Shine, which is the production company, controls a lot of these shows.
Because I was going to say, NASA, just to be clear, it's not Channel 9 that are doing this. No. It's the producers, Endemol Shine. Now, they also famously look after Big Brother as well. They produce that show. Yes. So they've got a lot of
pull,
a lot of knowledge and pull when it comes to these sorts of shows, right?
Yeah, 100%. And so if you're, you know, an executive at Channel 7 or 9 or 10, well, you're not going to rock the boat, are you? Because I say, no, we're not producing this for you. Blah, blah, blah. So that's where they didn't want to rock the boat and I missed out on it. I missed out on I'm a Celebrity. But Josh is right, and I believe when... Because I don't know if you remember, but I think I've mentioned it to you guys. I used to have, not death threats, I used to have racial threats, like... You're Muslim bastard, you're terrorist. You know, I had all that and I had no
That's
to put
awful.
On my car. It really is awful. And I rang them and you know what they said? They said, oh, you need to talk to someone professional.
Wow.
That was the answer.
So there's very little support
like
from
duty of care.
That there's no support whatsoever because the show's over, guys. Like the show's finished, and that ain't. It's like, well, you know, it's our duty of care for a while, but then really the show's over. You know, the three musketeers, as I call them, the experts, they've already been paid. You know, the camera guys have already been paid. Everyone's gone now. Everyone's on to other shows.
Jeez.
But with Josh and the family, I really feel for him. I really do. If that's the case. I really feel for him because I watched last night and they really twisted the production on him, making him sounding like a dick and making the girl come out a bit shiny, if you noticed last night.
Jeez,
with her cry. I mean, mate, as soon as you cry, that's it. You're in.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you just got to do a bit of tears. But I feel for him and my advice to him is that just ignore it because it will get past. It will pass away. But by him doing all these videos justifying it, it's really not going to help. Honest to God, it's not going
to
help.
And he needs to stop now.
Well, he needs to stop. He just leave it. Let it. It'll blow over. Just leave it. And if anyone, you know, comes up to him and says, "Mate, you're this and that and the other," and all he's got to say, and I used to say that, mate. You're watching too much TV, turn off the TV.
Exactly.
Great advice.
Perfect. There. NASA, thank you for your time, my friend. Always good to hear from you.
Mate, love you guys. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Thanks for calling the show. And just a reminder as well, if anyone is having any issues at all, Lifeline is on offer. They're great, great support if you need those resources.
Yeah, 13, 11, 14. Changing pace. Age, sex, location. Up next, we've got free money to give away. We are looking for...
a 21-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. If that's you, 13 10 09 for a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 instantly.
8:50 with the Novos and UFM. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Your chance to get $1,000 instantly this morning. All you need to be is a 21-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. 1 in 30 chance at $1,000.
Madison from Thornton. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. We're doing well. Okay, let's win you $1,000. Do you need some cash at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you do. Everyone needs cash.
What's your lucky number, Madison?
13.
Number 13. Jeez, okay, you're brave. Most people are like, no, 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 13. Unlucky. Spin the balls, Prevo.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, here we go. The ball's coming out. We're looking for number 13. Here we go.
For $1,000.
Why 13, Madison?
Just sort of picked it. It's my partner's birthday.
Oh, is it? Okay, good, good. That's okay, nice. Good vibes then. We're sending them to ya. Number
23.
Oh, no, 10 off. So, Maddie, thanks,
I saw the 3, like, I unveiled it with my thumb, and I was like, oh, we're on? No, we're
almost.
Not.
It's got to happen. It's got to happen. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Back tomorrow, age, sex, location, Crevo.
That it is. And also, just a reminder to catch up with New FM this Saturday from 10 till 2 at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their secret sale.
It's a secret.
This weekend, it's so top secret. The deals are so hot, we can't even mention them on the radio yet. So you need to come on down to Katara Home, Newey's newest Harveys, to find out where they are and what they are. Secret deals on at electrical, home appliances and computers.
Very good, producer Jackson. Jeez, what a controversial show today.
Big, big morning, wasn't it?
It was. Bloody hell.
Revelations. I love that stuff.
I know. So good. 105 commercial free. Also so good. Kicking off in minutes. What's on the way?
Kicking a bit of life into Newey. Frey Ridings, I love this girl's voice. I didn't know she stuck into the country the other day as well.
Didn't even realise.
Underrated snakey, woman, snakey. Underrated. Bruno Mars.
Gotta love a bit marry of Bruno. You.
We don't play enough Bruno here.
No,
we
I wonder don't. How many people listen to me and think, I'd love to marry that guy.
Would you?
I would love for people to message in if they would like to marry me.
There's a fun segment.
I also wonder what people think I look like. So if you're a good drawer, feel free to send a drawing into New York.
I like that. So many people say about Jackson, God, he sounds hot, that I know.
And they're correct. Really? Medusa, Piece of Your Heart as well. It's coming up, kicking things off.
Does it feel good to have a sexy voice?
I hate my voice, so I don't think it's sexy. But it feels nice that people think voice, that it's Jackson. Sexy. Oh, thanks, guys. Crevo, do you think my voice is sexy?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe I should start reading audiobooks. Like, I could have done the 50 Shades audiobook.
Yeah, why not?
A bit of cash
not?
On the side. God knows we need it.
Side hustle. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Thanks, mate. We'll be back tomorrow, guys. The Sausage Fest continues.
Yeah. Still
hopefully
no
Jade's getting better. We'll fingers try and get crossed. Her back before the end of the week. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.